Class A News, I'm Jeremy Scott. King Charles III has been crowned as British monarch.
God save the king!
The crown was placed upon his head today at Westminster Abbey in London. The king's coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. And is Britain's first coronation in 70 years. Charles is the 40th monarch to be crowned at Westminster Abbey. Several protesters opposed to the monarchy were arrested in London. Police reportedly seized hundreds of placards from an anti-monarchy group that carried the slogan, "Not My King." President Biden is congratulating King Charles III and Queen Camilla on their coronation, saying the enduring friendship between the U.S. and the U.K. is a, quote, source of strength for both nations. The president said he's proud the First Lady is representing the U.S. for this historic occasion. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus agreed the international public health emergency should be wrapped up. In a conference Friday, he noted the pandemic's been on a downward trend for over a year. He said this trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. The WHO had declared the coronavirus outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern back in January of 2020. The U.S. is set to have its COVID-19 public health emergency expire May 11th. I'm Karen Sloan.
Meanwhile, Dr. Rochelle Walensky is stepping down as the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The White House announcing she'll leave her post next month. An American F-16 fighter jet has crashed in South Korea during a routine training flight just north of the North Korean border. The pilot ejected safely and no one else was hurt. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A large fire at a Texas refinery has left five contractors in the hospital.
The blaze broke out at a Shell chemical refinery in the Houston suburb of Deer Park. The fire sent huge plumes of black smoke into the sky and forced an evacuation of the facility. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the fire appears to have been caused by a heat exchange between two heavy gas oils. Gonzalez says the five workers were taken to a hospital as a precaution. No serious injuries were reported. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking the impending execution of a death row inmate in Oklahoma. Attorneys for Richard Glossop had petitioned the court to stop the lethal injection planned for later this month, a request supported by the state attorney general. Glossop was convicted of masterminding a murder-for-hire plot to kill his former boss. President Biden is defending his son Hunter as a decision by federal prosecutors on whether to prosecute him on tax and firearms violation looms.
During an exclusive interview with MSNBC, Biden said Hunter was innocent and that he's proud of him.
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
The interview touched on a variety of topics ranging from his age, the debt limit, and infrastructure. Biden also went on to say he feels House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is a, quote, honest man who's being forced to side with MAGA Republicans for their support. I'm Jim Forbes.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.